Ernest Hemingway once said, writing at its best is a lonely life, but a Hollywood screenwriter thinks he's come up with a way to make it a little less solitary. He's created a place where writers can work in the company of others. From Los Angeles, NPR's Gloria Hillard reports.
Blame it on the fact that maybe everyone in Los Angeles really is working on a screenplay, or just the mobility of the laptop. But it seems there are a lot of people writing in public these days. At this popular Starbucks, laptops compete with fancy coffee drinks for table space. Here, hunched over keyboards, fingers flying, these writers appear oblivious to the music, conversation, and orders for decaf grande lattes.
Where is it written that that writing has to be a lonely profession, that you're sitting at home alone?
In fact, for years, screenwriter Alex Horvat, who wrote and directed the 1996 film Sweetheart, starring Janine Garofalo, wrote in coffee houses.
On wooden chairs, which when you do for, you know, a long period of time, 4, 5, 6 hours at a time, it's not very good for you.
Except that it gave him the idea for The Office, a place where writers can go to write. Horvat says it's coffee house meets library, so no loud talking.
Do people have favorite chairs?
Oh, yes. People do have their own favorite chairs, yes.
The glow of about a half dozen laptops add to the meditative ambience. There's a large fake bonsai tree in the middle of the room, and the only sound...
My feng shui master suggested that I have a fountain there in the corner, and we put in a fountain, and that's all you might really hear.
Steps from gourmet groceries, restaurants, and yoga studios. The office is located in an affluent West Side neighborhood of Los Angeles. That's also home to many who work in the television and film industry. So you'll find stacks of Hollywood trade papers next to the full reference library. And for those who don't want to walk a block for a latte, a self-serve cappuccino machine.
There it is. Someone helping themselves with coffee.
It's bring your own laptop and get hooked up to high-speed internet access for the rental price of $4.99 an hour. Or you can buy a day pass for $24.99. But Horvat says he's not just in the business of renting tables with designer Aeron chairs.
We're in the business of selling you inspiration. And we happen to give you a table and a chair and a reference library and so on and so forth.
Inspiration, he says, that's created from sharing space with other creative types who, like yourself, are trying to get away from all those distractions at home. The refrigerator, the phone, watching TV, the refrigerator. Not to mention, you never know who might be sitting in that chair next to yours.
I write television, for the most part.
Gary Glasberg was a writer on NBC's Crossing Jordan for 3 years. Now he's working on a pilot for another network.
The Office gave me an opportunity to have some place to go versus just be around the house. I also have 2 kids, so it's an opportunity to go somewhere where, you know, I can focus on my work and know that there are other people there who are doing the same thing.
A place that's designed to inspire creativity? Well, every reporter can use that. Let's give it a shot. It is quiet, and my dog isn't dropping a sloppy tennis ball on my keyboard every 10 minutes, but I managed to find other distractions. I wonder what my neighbors in baseball caps, t-shirts, and khakis are writing. I look at the clock. I've already spent my $4.99 and have only 2 paragraphs. Even the 20-something receptionist with her own votive candle and laptop doesn't appear to have writer's block. What are you working on?
A screenplay, like everyone else.
Gloria Hillard, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Romantic comedy and a kids movie, a couple different things. So.